Now, our HIPAA compliance committee got together and tried to put some business practices down to make it very easy for you to understand when doing your job. One of the first things we wanted to address is how you handle PHI in person. It is very important that when you're talking with the patient, that you take the extra steps to not only reflect professionalism, but also have a private conversation with the patient. Many of our employees actually work in the hospital environment, and even sometimes in the hospital environment, the patient that you're working with may be exposed and sharing a room with another patient, or may have family, visitors, personal friends in the room when you go to do your job. We ask that you make sure that you talk privately with the patient and only hold your discussion asking the questions about their medical history, their financial history, all of those pieces that you in fact talked only to the patient. Now, a patient may say, hey, this is my family. You can say anything in front of them. And we just ask you to verify, saying we will be discussing personal, medical, and financial information. Do I still have your consent to proceed? Because it's very important that they understand the consent terms. And if in fact they say, please continue, then you may continue. And we encourage you, when you go back to do your notes, that you reflect that you got verbal approval to speak in front of the other party. And when you get back from visiting that patient, we want to encourage you to take the time to put a note in the system indicating the patient gave you consent to talk in front of the other people in the room. And if they're sharing a room with another patient, it's very important that you do things like turn your back to the other patient and speak quietly to the patient. All those extra steps help enforce confidentiality and help build that bridge between you and the actual patient. Lastly, if in fact a hospital employee is in the patient room, say it's a nurse doing vitals or he's taking the extra blood work or doing blood pressure, whatever the case may be, we ask that you obviously introduce yourself if you walk into the patient room. The patient should have comfort in knowing who you are. But then just introduce yourself and say you will either step out of the room or come back at a later time, because you don't want to be a disruption for the other hospital employee doing their job. And then some of the information that we're actually speaking to the patient about is truly none of the hospital employee's business. So it's great to have that distinction.